Revelation chapter number 19. Begin looking into the Word of God. I want to read the first 9 or 10 verses. Revelation 19:1 says, "And after these sayings I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, and he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down, worshiped God, and sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. A voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. I heard, as it were, the voice of great multitudes, the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunder, and saying, Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife have made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. He said unto them, Write, Blessed are the day which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. He said unto them, These are the true sayings of God. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful. And Lord, we're so glad. We know these are the true sayings coming from Thee, our Father. And Lord, we ask You, Lord, to help us to take that serious and understand it this morning. We pray Your unction, Your liberty and anointing upon Your Scripture and upon Your Word. Speak to us and through us. May our Father, each one of us this morning, hear from You. Oh God, it's not us, but it's You, Father. We need a word from heaven, blessed God. Visit us, our Father, in our midst this morning. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank God. We headed to a marriage, thank God, to supper. Did you know that? Ain't going to be nothing over here a little further. I probably won't even talk about that this morning. That's going to be an awful supper. This is going to be a good one here. Hallelujah. You know this wedding, thank God. You know the Bible says, the Apostle Paul said in the book of 2 Corinthians, you know what he said? He said, I'm jealous over you. You know why he said he was jealous over them? He said, I've espoused you. They called it, I guess that's the right word to use. It's like engagement. He said, I've espoused you, or I've engaged you unto Christ. And he said, I'm jealous over you. He said, I want to be able to present you a virgin, one that's been true, one that's been faithful to that you listen, engaged to, and one of these days going to get married. Thank God. Listen, I don't know about you, but listen, a lot of people get married, a lot of people get married, and it's a sad day on down the road. But I want to tell you something, it can be a good day, but here's one marriage, listen, glory to God, that'll never end. It won't never be no divorces, won't never be no departures, because we get married to Christ, thank God. And listen, we're engaged into Him now, and we're looking forward to Him. Listen, you know what Jesus told the disciples over in the book of the book of Matthew, I believe it is, or John, I can't remember if it's in the Gospels in there. You know what he said? He told them something. You know what he said to them? They was asking him to come to him and said, why don't your disciples fast and pray? He said, well, while the bridegroom's with them, he said, they don't have to fast and pray. I'm with them. But he said, when the bridegroom's gone, he said, then they can fast and pray. That's what they were saying. But he was with them then, but he's left. But he's coming back, thank God. And listen, thank God he is. He's coming back for the church.
Yes, he is the bride, the Lamb. Dwelt. You read in Revelation a wee little further. He said, "Come on, I'll show you the bride, the Lamb dwelt." And you look at this, you get a little confused if you don't watch it. But I'm going to tell you something. The church is, listen, the bride of Christ. But I'm telling you something about that New Jerusalem. That city is another place where the home's going to be, where the saints of God and the bride of Christ are going to be. He also calls it that city, that heavenly Jerusalem, that heavenly city is also called the bride of Christ and the wife. Listen, come on, he said, I'll show you the Lamb's wife. You know, I got to look at this passage of Scripture, and you know what? All through the Word of God, they were praising God, they were shouting hallelujah to the Lamb. Listen, what kind of marriage is this? This is a marriage of the Lamb. I got thinking, all through the book of Revelation. Did you know about four times I found it in the New Testament before we got to the book of Revelation? And when you get to the book of Revelation, Brother Donnie, you know what? It's some 28, 29 times you'll find about the Lamb of God. Listen, I want to tell you something. Throughout eternity, it's always going to be reminded to us. It was a Lamb, the sacrifice, the one. Listen, that's what this marriage supper is going to be about. It's the one that bought us and one that redeemed us. And the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Listen, John the Revelator, he must have heard old John the Baptist say in John 1, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world." I'm telling you, he must have heard that, and it was in his heart, and God moved on him, because he's called through the book of Revelation. He's talking about the Lamb. Yes, and the Lamb. Hey, that's what I want to talk about, that bridegroom a little bit. The bridegroom is a Lamb. He's a Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He's a Lamb that taketh away all our sins, thank God. It bought us, redeemed us, paid the sacrificial price that we could have eternal life. Thank God, thank God. He's a Lamb. You know what he's going to do all through the book of Revelation? He's a Lamb. Listen, don't need no light in that city, because the Lamb's a light thereof. He's a fountain of living waters. And he's going to lead his children. He's going to lead us to those fountain of living waters that we're going to drink, thank God. That's a Lamb that was slain. That's a Lamb of God. That's the one that we're going to meet, thank God, yonder one day. Thank God for the Lamb. Hey, I'm going to ask you a question this morning. I want it to sink in. Do you love Christ? Do you love Him? Oh, Holy Ghost reminded me of something. A thought come to me yesterday about this marriage. You usually marry somebody you love, don't you? Usually marry somebody that loves you. Well, I got news for you. If you don't love the Lord, you just don't know me, Brother Donnie. He's not going to marry you. Well, a lot of marriages don't last. I'm not saying you got to have two. Don't get me wrong. Something happened to the love. What did Jesus say? He said, because you've left my first love. You left your first love. That's what the Laodicean church is. You know where we at today? We in that last church, age dispensation, which is the Laodicean church, which is lukewarmness and, listen, lost the love. Love gets out of a home, you got problems. Problems in the marriage. But you know what I like about my Lord? He's going to love us forever. Hallelujah. You know what? That's what he said to Peter. He said, "Peter, you love me?" "Yeah, I love you." He said, "Ask him the second time, do you love me? Ask him the third time, do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know I love you." He said, "Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed them if you love me." Oh, do you love Him this morning?
Do you love Him this morning? Is He your number one in your heart, in your life? Is He number place? Is He first place? Do you love Him more? I'm here to tell you this morning that He's the Lamb, and He loves His flock, His sheep. I want to thank God He was willing to be sacrificed, die, and shed His blood that we might be saved. He's the Lamb. So that's the bridegroom. That's the Lamb of God. He sure can take sin away too. You read all through there. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of His testimony, the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the Lamb. Amen. Do you love Him? Are you engaged to Him? Are you espoused to one husband? He's the bridegroom. He's the groom. Well, glory to God. I got excited and got to think about this, Brother Donnie. Hey, you think about this. Somebody usually gives right away, don't they? To somebody, don't they? It's usually the father, isn't it? Dead. Well, guess what God did? Woo! He gave me to Christ. He said, what are you talking about? Hey, He gave me to Christ. I heard a verse partially quoted the other day, and I do that sometimes. I'm not down that, sometimes I do too. But I heard a verse quoted the other day. The verse says, all that come to Him, I will know why I was cast out. But I said, whoa, let's back up a little. What's that part of that verse say? All the Father gave me shall come to me. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And the Father gave me to Christ. So did He give you away? Did He give you to the bridegroom? Did He give you to your husband? God gave me to Christ. And He didn't say, I might come. I look back over and say, I wonder why in the world, what was going on that night I was trying to hold on to that seat back there. That old tent. I didn't know what was going on. But God had gave me to Christ. And the Holy Ghost said, I'm coming to arrest you. People said, I don't like that kind of preaching, that kind of gospel. That's the only thing going to get you in, honey. That's what got me in. And I know He gave me to Christ. He said, if you've been given to Christ, all the Father give me shall come to me, and he that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus didn't go to Calvary and die for nothing. You can put her down, buddy. He's going to have a people. As bad as it looks in this world, He's still going to have some. Guarantee you. So don't get too discouraged. We don't want to whine around like Elijah was one time. I'm the only one left. Oh, Lord. What am I going to do? God said, hush. He told him he had all as many prophets. How many was he? 7,000 more prophets. And he thought he's the only one. Hey, God still got a witness. He's still got a witness. And so God has given you to Christ. He gave you to Christ. Thank God He did. We are espoused to Him. We are engaged to Him. And one of these days, we head into a wedding and a feast. I've been to a good many weddings, but I'm looking forward to this one. Woo!
Looking forward to the supper too. I believe it'll be a set-down meal. And we're going to feast at his table. And he said, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper. I was reading over in the book of 25th chapter. I won't take time to read this morning. Book of Matthew 25. You know what he's talking about? He said, the kingdom of heaven's compared to a man. The kingdom's compared. There was 10 virgins. 5 of them wise and 5 of them foolish. And he heard the cry of the bridegroom coming. And guess what? 5 of the wise ones, they rose, trimmed their lamps, went in. Guess what? The Bible said they went in with him. That's the only way you get in there. I overread that for years. It said they went in with him. Went in with him. The 5 wise did. And the foolish said, hey, we don't got no oil. Our lamps are gone out. Oh, give us some of your oil. And guess what? While they was going hunting some more, what happened? The door was what? Shut. Shut. You know what? I keep telling people, maybe not in this exact frame, I keep telling, time will run out on you. I could name you over and over and over some I've talked to for years, and they're good people. Get them to come to church. Got too much else to do. But I'm going to tell you something. Door be shut one day. Door be shut. But those wise went in with him. Read it sometime. They went in with him. And then the door was shut. That's like Noah and them went in the ark. They weren't there by themselves. He was in there with them. But got door shut. Door was shut. And when the door was shut, they couldn't get in. And I'm going to tell you something. When the door is shut of opportunity, it's shut. God said, "My spirit would not always strive with man." Noah preached and built on that ark. What, 100-something years, didn't he? He was a preacher of righteousness. But yet, come a time when the door is shut. And it said those doors were shut on them foolish virgins. And while they was running and hunting up some oil. Well, what's that a type of? Well, I'll tell you what. You know what the oil is a type of? The Holy Spirit. Any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's what? None of his. You got to have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. It don't mean you may have the fullness of it, the baptism of it, whatever you want to call it, anointing of it, the filling of it, but you must have the Spirit. You must be born of the Spirit. He dwells in there. Amen. Woo! Amen. And while they was out hunting them some oil, they'd had a profession. They had the lamps, but they needed some oil. A lot of people's got professions and need some oil. Need some oil of the Spirit of God to breathe on them and come in them, make new creatures out of them. Hallelujah. Any man, 2 Corinthians 5:17, any man be in Christ, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Must be born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We born again of the Spirit of God and of the word of God, and therefore we the children of God, and we looking for him to come. Watch, he said. He told him, watch and pray, for you know at the hour of the Son of Man cometh. We don't know when the bridegroom's coming, but he's coming. Yes, he is. I want to be ready. I want to be looking for him. Yes. He's coming with them to look for him. Hey. I read a lot of people say, I don't want him to come. Just mess up my program. Mess up what I'm doing. Mess up what I want to do. Yeah. Before this thing's over, we'll be crying, Lord Jesus, come. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. So he said, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. What a blessing it is to be called. Oh, yeah. He said, let us rejoice and be glad. To him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and her wife have made herself ready. Are you ready? Made any preparations? He's coming. We used to play kick the can, hide and go seek, and a lot of things at night. I'm glad I was raised, we didn't have no TV. Thank God. And you know what? We get out and play in the yard at night. And some, you know what they always said? I'm coming. They'd have to hide, give us time to go get hit. Coming, ready or not. You ever heard that? Bless you, youngin's heart, you wouldn't know some of the things we played. You don't know corn cob wars, do you? Kick the can. Hide and go see. You know why? We didn't have these. And I don't know how to work those. I can't type and I can't spell, and so I'm out on that. But you know what? He coming. He coming. Won't it no good to be hiding somewhere? He know where you are. He know. You know what he said? That revelation I just read. Oh. He said, glad and rejoice. Let's get glad and rejoice. And he said, give honor. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. My wife made herself ready. Listen to this. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. It was granted to her. That's given to us too. Fine linen. Clean and white. If you ever go over and read what the old harlot had on, decked and everything. I'm serious. What just happened? The old harlot church. Listen, he called it a whore. You know why? Because it's unfaithful to Christ. And I'm telling you, destruction's coming to it. But the true church, and it's not on the doors, it's not what's on the name. It's the real body of Christ. And he's the head. And matter of fact, there's not but one. Have we not the only one? Some people may think they are. But I'm telling you, there's not a whole bunch of churches. Different denominations? Yeah. Don't see everything eye to eye. Some people don't. Don't they see on the basis? I fellowship with them. But you know what? We've got to know one thing. It's his way. It's him. Amen. He's the only way. And he robes us and clothes us in his righteousness. Him that knew no sin became sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of Christ. And therefore, we have that clothing, that robe. The Old Testament time, they had two robes, one an inner one and an outer one. It's got to start in him. He robes us, he cleanses us, makes us clean. White. Isn't it amazing? They said, Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter number 1, our sins be as, although they be like scarlet, they should be white as snow. Isn't it amazing how God can take the precious blood of Jesus Christ, blood red, wash the black sins. When he gets through, we whiter than snow. Hallelujah. What a glorious thought, what a glorious thing that God in His sovereign grace and mercy could rob us in His righteousness. That's what He said. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Granted that she should be arrayed, He gives it to us in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Yes. Hallelujah. You know what? We don't really have none of our own. All ours is filthy rags, but thank God He robes us and clothes us in His righteousness. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, you want to go to the marriage? Yes. Grandson just got married a couple weeks ago now. I can't keep up with time. Basis of faith. And they just had this special invitation to send out. It's the only ones went. We got invited. Some of them, everybody's invited. Well, the gospel calls to everybody. But hey, you blessed if you call to this. That you blessed. I got to read this, some more blessings in there. Oh, I tell you, you get digging around this book, get so good, don't want to quit. Is that right, brother? What is said in Revelation 20? Blessed in Revelation 25. Blessed and holy is he that part in the first resurrection, for in the second death hath no power. There's another blessing. Blessed and holy. You have part in the first resurrection. I like that. Because the second death don't have no power over you. Woo. Born once, die twice. Born twice, die once. That's a good bit. You know, the fifth chapter of Matthew, you see the Beatitudes. I can't even say it. Blessed they that mourn, blessed is the heart that hunger and thirst after righteousness, blessed is the meek that shall inherit the earth, bless. Bless if you call to the marriage supper of the Lamb. When it's all over and said and done, all that really matters, do you love Him? Hey, He loves you. Yes. If you'll love Him, all things work together for good them that love God. And they that are called according to His purpose. I'll tell you what, if you love Him, He loves you. You get in His family and you love Him. Get engaged to Him, you can marry Him. He won't back out on you. I kid couples sometimes, you ain't backed out yet. But He won't back out on you. He won't divorce you. He won't leave you. He'll be faithful to you. But just remember, He marries those that love Him. Do you love Him? Love Him with all your heart. Soul, mind, and strength. That's why He said, love not the world. He's a jealous God. He's jealous. In the Old Testament time, espoused, what that word, I may not be saying it right, but it's engaged, what it means, was it's just almost as binding as a marriage. You see, Jesus, before Jesus was born, Joseph was espoused to Mary. He was engaged to Mary. And while they forever got through the marriage ceremony, he found that she was with child. And he was going to put her aside privately. But guess what? An angel of God came to him. And said to him, just go ahead, fear not, take her, she's going to be your wife. said, that child she's got, listen, I come from heaven. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's what he was saying. Amen. Hey, she's with child. She was found with child. He's going to put her aside. Listen, instead of marrying her, but God told him to marry her. Because that holy child was Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And she conceived, listen, not by, listen, never known man. She was still a virgin. And that's why Paul said he wanted to present his children in the Lord unto Christ, chaste and a virgin to the Lord. Because said God, he said, I'm jealous over you, but God's jealous. He don't want any of God before us. He don't want no unfaithfulness out of us. He wants all of our attention. He wants all of our affection and all of our love. Whew. Pretty good, ain't it? Because you'll never give him, you know, some couples are worried about loving the husband or wife too much. Love them, love them, love them. You can't love them too much. But I'm going to tell you something. God's got a lot of love he can pour out upon us. I'm glad. And I'm headed to that marriage and that supper. Whew. I believe that's what we're going to come back down here, ain't we? God's going to rule and reign this thing for 1,000 years. Right here on this earth. Do you know that?
Amen.
Sure is. Yep. It's going to be a wonderful time. Glory to God. I'm going to ask you a question before we stand just a moment. Do you love him? We're headed to a supper. We're going to sit down. Amen. You know, Jesus told disciples he wasn't even going to. You know what he said one time? He said, I'm not even going to drink no more of this wine. Ain't what he said? Until he sit down with them in the kingdom. What a supper. He said, we're going to have wine. Well, if we do, it won't make you drunk. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you something. That's going to be a supper of all suppers. Feast of all feasts. I'm telling you. What's going to make it so wonderful is the fact that he's there. You ever see that picture where he's sitting at the table with his disciples? You've seen that picture they got? I haven't seen one in a while, but I've seen it. When I see that sometimes, I think about it. One of these days, we want to sit down with him. Multitudes of multitudes of the saints of God. And throughout eternity, we'll be in the love of God. Oh, hallelujah, what a day. What a glorious day. Would you stand with me?